got accepted. I felt thrilled and humbled by the privilege. I wanted to do the opportunity justice. So I went to Harvard, and I stayed for the next 12 years. When I left Waco, I had been out of Texas 4 times and never out of the country, though Texans consider anything out of Texas foreign travel. But as soon as I stepped out of the T in Cambridge and into Harvard Yard, I fell in love. So after getting my BA, I found a way to stay. I went to grad school, taught sections in 16 different courses, and then began delivering lectures. As I pursued my graduate studies, I also became a proctor, an officer of Harvard hired to live in residence with the undergraduates to help them navigate the difficult path to both academic success and happiness within the ivory tower. This effectively meant that I lived in a college dorm for a total of 12 years of my life, not a fact I brought up on first dates. I tell you this for 2 reasons. First, because I saw Harvard as such a privilege, it fundamentally changed the way my brain processed my experience. I felt grateful for every moment, even in the midst of stress, exams, and blizzards, something else I had only seen in the movies. Second, my 12 years teaching in the classrooms and living in the dorms afforded me a comprehensive view